do you remember your first experience with Miss Virginia?
My first experience with Miss Virginia, yes, actually. It was one, you know, as I was an assistant principal, my main job was to work on the bus lane in the morning. So I had to help out in the crosswalks. And it was a weather morning, and, you know, it was tougher, and I was probably my first or second day doing the bus lane, so I had not really experienced that part of it yet. But, you know, it was a day that, you know, the traffic was coming, it was dark, and Miss Virginia, she just had absolute command of the road. I mean, if you just knew not to mess with Miss Virginia, because she did everything she could to make sure that kids were safe. And so she really did an amazing job when it was dark and it was kind of icy in the morning, making sure that the cars were not going to be anywhere close to kids. So she would just stand right out into the road. She would blow that whistle as hard as she could with that sign. And she just had a magnanimous glow about her that you just knew that she was in charge and she was going to be the right person to take care of our kids. So I just remember thinking, like, I don't know that I could do that job very well. And, you know, it just was a moment that I thought, that's a pretty difficult job to do. And you could tell that she loved it and took it so seriously.
At first glance, you think, yeah. Oh, well, she's just waving kids through. But we were actually out there to see her and her partner dealing with traffic, kids, lights, buses. There's a lot,
right?
Especially on this road. Talk about this road in particular in the schools.
Right. So this road in particular, Clay's Mill Road, is super busy. You know, there's three schools here between Lexington Catholic High School, Mary Queen, and Clay's Mill Elementary, and we all start within an hour of each other. So you can imagine not only just that taking on, you have Picadome Elementary down the road, you got Lafayette High School down the road, and you have people using Clay's Mill Road just as a work thoroughfare. So a lot is going on, and a lot of the times of the year it's dark outside too. So you add that element to it as well, and just how one person, she's been by herself for a long time until recently, she, you know, kept 25 some years that she's been able to keep people safe, you know, and she's had some of our parents here that now have kids here as well, and they still remember her and how special she is to our community.
You have to deal with everything from A to Z, so there must be some comfort level in knowing that she is taking care of that, and you can feel confident that you can deal with other things, and she's confident that from a safety standpoint, that's the huge thing.
Yeah.
How would you, from a principal standpoint, what does it mean to have
I'm her? Glad you brought that up, because that's something I would say about her. I have absolutely no concerns about her and the work that she does, because that is a concern when I think about it as a principal, and my role is to make sure that we're keeping a safe environment, that kids are walking in the dark. Sometimes they're with their parents, sometimes they're not, and you're coming across a busy road. But she is, like I said, from the moment I met her, I had such command of it that it is not a concern that I have, you know, that she's going to keep our kids safe. You know, it's just a really, really difficult position to be in, but she loves it, and she's done such a great job for such a long time, and that's a testament to, you know, her work ethic and just how amazing that she does it.
She apparently helped save a child a couple months ago. Was it here where the child ran out, she said, in the crosswalk to get to a parent, and she had to save the kid from, is that what you understand?
That would not be the first time. So there's multiple times that she, over the course of her career, that I've known about her, that's pretty normal for what she does. You know, she does a great job, but if there is a student in that particular case, you know, that was making a decision that wasn't safe, that she will put herself into harm's way to make sure that she's helping out our kids. And I wish I could say that was a one-time thing, but that's something that she routinely does, because she understands that her role is to protect kids. And she, like I said, she takes that so seriously that I hate to say that she would, you know, cause harm to herself, but she won't ever want anything to happen to a child.